Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
All right, so yeah, you've noticed. Things are early here. I have a lot to say, and there's quite a bit to cover, and not only that, this is technically a milestone episode, so we're going to go ahead and get this thing started. But man, oh man, let's go ahead and jump into it. Welcome to the J-Man Show here on
K360 Radio.
How's it going, J360 Legion? What is happening? This is your host, J-Man, of course, and it's time for the J-Man Show, episode 330, baby. We climbing up that ladder. Oh, yeah! It'll be 400 before you notice, man. Like, how you like that? 70 more episodes, and then we finally hit that milestone. You know, I'm just going to have to go a little bit further. I got to match the wizard in some way. Because, you know, shout out to Joey D and the wizard crew. Those guys managed to make it to 500 episodes. Well, if I don't get canceled, hopefully I'll make it to 500 episodes. Put it that way. But you know what? Oh, actually, they're over 500 episodes now. But I'm giving a shout-out in terms of, you know, mutual respect. Speaking of which, though, so let me ask you guys something. All men, all women, all that are in between, and, you know, everybody. Oh, boy, that went well. Yeah, let me ask you all something. So, how's your social game going? Like, you know, are you meeting new people? Are you meeting more people? Are you having a good time living life? Or is everything enjoyable? Like, you know, I know things are kind of tiresome now and again, especially when you are of, you know, adulthood life. But the thing about it is, are you really managing? Are you getting by on things? Because they say, like, you know, male loneliness has shot up. They say, like, loneliness in general is an epidemic from, like, 2023 to now. So I've decided to ask about this whole thing. Now, while we go into this whole thing, I know I talked about this for quite some time, and I know that it's pretty much become a running gag, because it is. OnlyFans, huh? Is OnlyFans really the answer for, like, you know, intimate talk and all that kind of stuff? Is it really the truth? Because, see, like, much like how, like, people will always talk about, like, how they got bad DMs, dirty comments, and all this other stuff coming on, you start to realize that anybody that's on those comments, they usually don't have a profile picture, or they usually misspelled everything, or, you know, they try to use a slang that nobody knows about, or, like, stuff that hasn't been popularized in years. And it makes me wonder, like, how much of that stuff is actually choreographed rather than being real. Because I know, like, some of these attractive women will make their content by, you know, broadcasting their dirty DMs and all that stuff out there into the world for, like, people to pay attention to and say, look, so-and-so is scum. And usually they'll ascribe that person to being a man. I mean, there's now and again sometimes where they say it's a woman, but most of the time, it's usually a man, and then it becomes men versus women. Now, I'm trying not to make that kind of episode, but I wouldn't be surprised what the hell this turns into. As I will always say, I love women. I love everything about women. I even love the teasing. I love, like, the little back-and-forth arguments and all that kind of stuff. It's cool. You know, but see, I'm actually from the time where you can take it. where you can go ahead and you can say those things. You know, Al Bundy was my teacher like my dad was. And, you know, I learned a lot in just, like, those fun parts, but I know how to be romantic when I need to, and I know exactly when to turn on the charm and say, like, you know, what's really on my mind without bearing down on people. And the funny thing about it is, though, there are a lot of people who don't have that. And it's amazing to me because, yeah, I know, signing up for OnlyFans and dealing with whatever subscription you got going on is entirely a choice. But I also know that there are people out there who will go after other people. I noticed that there are people who will always look to see, like, if somebody has low self-esteem or going through a hard time, and they'll try to come after them as a mark. They'll send them the link and the email and all that stuff saying, like, hey, sign up for my OnlyFans for real intimate talk and everything. We could be very candid and all. And, you know, anybody who's anybody, if you tell them the right thing, depending on what their mindset is at the time, they'll go and they'll sign up for stuff like that. I mean, people will sign up for courses from Andrew Tate in a minute if you tell them, like, the shot of optimism they want to hear. And I always think this, it's like, okay, you go for this, but what do you get out of it? I mean, sure, you get, like, nude photos. You get, like, an occasional video where she tells you she loves you. You get all these other things, and then, like, here's the thing, you don't know this person, you know? Like, I remember that there was this 43-year-old nurse, but she goes in and she said she's a mom. Like, yeah, that's really supposed to entice me or anybody else in that she's a mom. So that's the selling point. I can only imagine, like, what those dinner conversations are. But moving on. I mean, she's attractive. Got a nice old bubble butt and everything else. But that's more or less her selling factor. Because I remember, like, she had a video up of her talking about basketball. And she had these high-up shorts on. And knowing full well that there was, like, a wind chill out there, and she's running around, I was like this. I was like, yeah, it must be a damn cold day, huh? And you should have seen it. Like, the other two people in her video, they looked at it like so much cringe and stuff. It was a dude and his young son looking right at her, and then he led his son away from seeing that stuff, you know? But why I'm saying that stuff is because it's just amazing to see, like, how this is going, and then you can also understand, like, how inappropriate this is, because she's out in public with this nonsense, and then you see, like, how certain people react to stuff like that, and then it gets even crazier when you see, like, the comment section of all of the deprived out there thirsting and slobbering for this. Oh, man, I want to get in them shorts. I like that. That's some good stuff there. Oh, yeah, I love this content. Oh, yeah, this is incredible. I mean, I'm looking at this, and I'm like, wow. You know, either A, she knows how desperate everybody is, or B, at the same time, nobody has quality or taste anymore because this looks really fucked up. And the truth is, I'm looking at it, and I'm like, yeah, I can see it now if this was like a snuff film or something like that. By the way, the content's not for kids, so as I'm saying this stuff, I know my audience too. But I'm just sitting there looking at it, and I'm like, it's not even all that good. Like, I looked at some of the stuff for free on Instagram because, you know, Instagram is only the pathway to OnlyFans, right? And then she got a nurse say she's looking for a boyfriend and all that stuff and say, you can go ahead and check my link up here. So, you know, of course, I'm like, yeah, this will lead to OnlyFans. And then there it was, the subscription link right there in front of us. And in doing so, I think, what does she want for a subscription? Okay, like a package deal, she wanted $50. And then, like, for, you know, let's say, what, for, like, the month-to-month, it was, like, 30, something like that. Either way, I'm like, bitch, please. Matter of fact, I'll tell you how I can save $50, not investing in this. You know, but see, the thing about it is, a lot of people are not, well, I can't say a lot of people aren't, because they might be. They might not be doing it at the same time I'm doing it. But I will say this, that in terms of the loneliness pandemic, there's a lot of guys that are not feeling their value. And some people say it's because women are becoming independent, or it's because, like, you know, women are finding ways not to use man as a provider and stuff. Which kind of goes with them being independent, or, like, you know, once again, what the hell do I need you for when she can have all this dick all the time with no, you know, no steadiness to it? No steady dick going on. Just constant miscellaneous dicks. Very, very scary. I would say, you know, how to go about this. It all goes down to choices for me. See, the thing is, I choose not to deal with OnlyFans models. I choose not to even go with the stuff because, well, hell, I already had my run with enjoying pornography when I was a lot younger. You see what I'm saying? Like, once you get a good look at a Hustler magazine or, you know, Playboy or any of that stuff, you really don't miss out on things. And then they had the nerve to give you videos month to month, too. So it's like you didn't miss anything. But you see, with the abundance of everything else and, like, how everything is just easy to get to on the internet, you know, I think all of it's on Pornhub now, but the truth is that this is nothing new to me. Now, somebody else who can be easily captured in, told that this is not a joke, this isn't a trick, that, oh, she really likes you for you, even though she doesn't know your name, your occupation, and what you do for a living, and all that other jazz, but she loves you, right? You know what I mean? It is just like, when people are doing this stuff, it's just disingenuous, it's lies, it's like all this other stuff, and people are paying hand over fist for it. You know what I mean? Like, they're paying their hard-earned rent money for this. Or, like, business money, any sort of things that they need for investment. You gotta realize this, when you go for any sort of subscription, whether it be, like, OnlyFans, or whether it be Paramount Plus, Max, or Disney Plus, Netflix, these are investment. These are luxury items. But, you know, there are people out there that believe that they're in a relationship, be it parasocial or not, with the particular person that's on screen. They don't take the time to think about that. And then, of course, you know, there is such a thing as porn addiction, too, which is a problem. I mean, somebody killed his whole family over a porn addiction because he was addicted to a cam girl that didn't even know him. He didn't have his finances together and all, but he wanted this girl so bad. I'm waiting for the one that where the model and the person know each other, and he just won't let up. Keep going after her. Because I already seen the one where the model did kill her boyfriend at the time, but, you know, it was a toxic relationship. He tried to get away, but it wasn't going to happen. Bitch was crazy. But you see this stuff all the time, and I'm just waiting for that big case to happen. And I really shouldn't be, like, salivating over it, because I'm not. I'm just, like, you know, people don't have self-control. People don't take a look for so much introspection. And people are afraid of rejection all the time, so that's why they get this way. And I'm like, man, this is not good for you. You know, there is nothing good about being in anybody's comment section thirsting. You see what I'm saying? Like, some of them, like, I remember a long time ago when a DM wasn't such a terrible thing. It really meant direct message, and pretty much you're just using an IM to talk to somebody that you thought was of character, of class, because you wanted to connect. That's what social media was all about at one time. It was about everybody talking to everybody, and then hopefully you find some people with similar interests to you. And that's okay if you do, and, you know, like, nothing grows out of it. And if something does, all right, whatever. But I mean, like, for some people, they can't handle rejection and they can't handle the embarrassment of not getting the girl. And keep in mind, I talk from a male perspective because I'm a man. But those of you women out there, I know you can feel that pain too, but you handle it probably different than a man does. The only thing I can really do is say, like, you know, for me, myself, I mean, I went through it kind of rough because I remember when I was younger. And I was interested in girls, and, you know, there was this one, there's always that one, right? Put you through it because you didn't know any better. You know what I'm saying? And you feel really upset that it didn't work out, even though, like, you know there's nothing wrong with you. And this person probably just didn't like you because they just didn't like you. And the thing is, she didn't like me. And for the longest time, I always wondered what it was. But then, you know, other people started to try to tease me. But of course, I got bigger, and I started beating the crap out of people. So, you know, sometimes that stuff wasn't always to my face. Especially when I started, you know, talking with my hands. It's just like, when you think about it from time to time, you got to be willing to go through your first rejection, your first little puppy love heartbreak, if you will, and then you grow into a better person, because like stuff won't hurt you as much. You will go through pain. You know, every time you go through pleasure and you go through like positive reinforcement, you're going to go through some negative reinforcement. You're going to go through hard times. And matters of the heart are no different. You know, it's like even now, though, it's a joke. It's like it's a big joke to be rejected, because people are either filming the stuff or they're out here like doing whatever they can to give you a hard time about this. It's kind of like when people try to ask somebody out for prom and, you know, they make a big spectacle out of it, or they ask somebody to marry them and they make a huge spectacle out of it and all that stuff. Whereas, like, you know, it's better if it's like in private, or it's better in like in a moment where it's quiet. You know what I'm saying? Best results anyway. Because, like, you know, whatever comes out of it, be it positive or be it negative, you know, it's going to be the result. And, like, some people try to get in relationships for sex. I mean, you know, people do that stuff. But if you're not wanting to be into that relationship, then don't be in it. It's all about choices. Now, that girl could have chose to be in a relationship with me. And, you know, we could have had a great time, but it didn't happen. And in high school, you know, same old difference. Like, you know, I had some that liked me, and then I had some that didn't like me. But at the end of the day, there wasn't really any steady dating going on, you know? But if I know that I got rejected, I moved on. It hurt for a little bit, but you move on. You can meet better people. Even in, you know, late 30s, going into 40s, or like late 50s, all that stuff, you can still meet people. You can still talk to people. You can still make the whole damn thing work out. And let me just say this, the beauty of relationships is the human experience, right? Like when things don't work out and you don't hold on to that, you just move on to the next one. Now, there are people out there that try to make the shit into a movie or anime. They'll like me back if I do all this extra work. Oh, yeah, yeah. If I give her tips for the OnlyFans, she'll notice me. She'll understand me. She'll go out with me. Jay, you know, she really wants me. And then that's when I start going ahead and calling the number for any of the local psych wards that are nearby, because this is me helping you, because fuck her, she don't care. Anytime you see these girls going about saying, like, they really care about you and all that kind of stuff, they don't know you. They don't know you, Chief. They don't know you outside of, like, say, you signing a check for this. See what I'm saying? You might send them something in OnlyFans, but OnlyFans IM or whatever, and they'll probably just like your comment, but chances are, that might not be her running that thing. It might be her boyfriend. It might be her husband. It might be her lesbian lover. It could be anybody else. You understand what I'm saying? It's no different than like looking at a YouTube channel and only hoping that you're thinking that's her talking to her. That could be like her representative. You don't really know. And for you females, it could be his whatever it is. I don't care. You know what I'm saying? The point is, for every time that a girl on OnlyFans can do something, a man on OnlyFans can do something too. It's all over the place. There's nothing more equal opportunity than teasing and people being upset about beautiful people, and then being upset about how they're not good enough for said beautiful people. Is this stuff really worth the mental strain, is what a lot of people who feel like they get real close to other people should think. You see what I'm saying? You got to work out your own insecurities first. And we all have them, okay? I'm not perfect. You're not perfect. Nobody on this planet is perfect. Like, you know, sometimes you start thinking that there's parts of you that are very imperfect. Like, I know a lot of people are really worried about their weight gain and that COVID weight that's still floating around and stuff. You know, because quite a lot of us were at home for quite some time. We didn't exercise. We didn't take care of ourselves a little bit, because, well, we didn't think we'd be around that long, did we? I mean, think about it. But you see, COVID has not ended per se. We just got a better control over it, you know? And how we go about things now, because that's when OnlyFans got popular, all right? Remember that. A lot of these girls went in there for side money, and then all of a sudden they turned it into their career. Like, you look at somebody like, let's say, what was her name? She used to be in WWE. Mandy Rose. Like, all of a sudden she doesn't have to do anything now because all the money she made on OnlyFans. And even then, you take a look at her, and it's like, she's no different than any other white girl that takes care of herself. I mean, she really isn't. Like, if you look at her and stuff, yeah, she's in shape and all that jazz, and the booty's nice, but after a while, you know, if you've been around talking to women and stuff like that, you're not intimidated or, dare I say, you're not easily amused by this. You know, like, looking at my ex-girlfriend and stuff like that, like, she was beautiful and everything, but, you know, once again, when she started doing that stuff, I was like, hey, don't forget that we're a thing. That's the only thing I said, and, like, you know, make time. Because I make time, too. I get busy. But it's like this, though. Our whole thing fell apart because we didn't communicate on that same level like we used to. So, you know, I'm not going to be with somebody that'll talk to me occasionally, and I talk to them occasionally, because that's not cool, you know, among other things. But, yeah. As far as, like, certain people out there, they don't know about, you know what I mean? They're not aware of their insecurity. It's kind of hard to put it in that whole thing because you got to experience it to talk about it, you know? And with me, myself, like, I'm not mad that she had OnlyFans, you know? Much in the same way, I'm not really concerned about that 43-year-old mom nurse or whatever the hell she wants to call herself, you know? I just look at it like, How much is enough, man? I mean, we get it. You have a big ass, and you walk through a damn public area showing off your big ass and shit. I mean, it's just like them girls that used to, or no, they still do, don't they? Don't they? Do they still walk through like supermarkets and all that stuff, and then like wearing these tight ass pants that they can't bend down in and shit, or try to go ahead and thirst trap all the time, and they're not even hiding it at this point because there's really no point to doing it. And they're thinking that everybody's looking at them. Yeah, I have a few things about it. I'm like, yeah, can you and your ass get out of the way so I can get that can of peas? I got to go ahead and make dinner tonight. I got a 3-course meal to prepare. But get the fuck out of the way. Just to be the guy to tell off some shit like that. Your thirst trap is in the way. Move. You know? Because here's the thing. All that kind of stuff that people do, or like, you know, when they take like the selfie in the gym and they're in front of the equipment that you know you need to use, and other people are using the other equipment, or the other equipment's busted. It's like, yeah, could you move your thirst trap out of the way so I actually can get my reps in? You know, it's like, for real, the shit is unbelievable because of the narcissism. And you'll notice that too, like a lot of them will sit there and they'll get uppity and all this other stuff. They'll look at you like you're the problem, but it's like, I'm not the problem. And at the same time, all of those men that you've enticed and probably led on, you know, I don't give a damn what Darkwave 1103 has to say about me, because Darkwave 1003 is on the friggin' internet and I'm living in the real life with you. And I wish your ass would go so I can enjoy the rest of my real life. How about that? Thought? Thought Slayer J-Man, boy. Boy, I never thought I'd bring that persona back. But look, the truth is this. You just can't do this stuff all the time and not think that there ain't no repercussions in the stuff. And then at the end of the day, there are people who will mind-numbingly sign up for this stuff and think they got a shot with this person. Like, there is not over 5.8 billion women on this planet, by the way. Over 5.8 billion women on this planet you can meet. And you worried about this average dumpy bitch who found a way to make makeup look good on her and she's wearing a two-piece and stuff like, you gotta meet people. I mean, for real. Like, I look to all of my people out here because, like I said, LGBTQ are included. No matter who you masquerade yourself as or what the hell you respond to and all that jazz, you're included because, hey, stalkers come in many forms and all walks of life, just like the average working people. And you see, like, when you get tired of it, like, how excited are you to see the same ass in a different pair of panties, man? I mean, you're not even around it all the time. You don't even know how old those pictures are. And while we're on the subject here, you should ask yourself this. Who the hell is following her doing her little shopping spree and getting this footage, by the way? And you'd be really messed up to know who it is. It could be, like I said, her boyfriend. It could be, like, you know, her male friend who she just sucks the dick of and not call her boyfriend. And it could be, like, her baby's daddy. It could be, like, the guy who thinks that she's going to stay with him and all that kind of stuff. You know, that he got the shot and all the lockdown on her and stuff like that. No, he provides housing. If anything, he's getting screwed over every chance he gets. And then, like, of course, you know, it could also be, dare I say it, the Thoughts child filming it. Yeah, some of them actually get their kids to film them doing this stuff, which is already fucked up. It's just the narcissism, y'all. And, like, you know, a lot of people be like, oh, you need to talk to sex workers. You know, sex workers are people, too. And let me just tell you about people. People have a way of fucking sucking. People have a way of just being terrible people to one another. That doesn't change anything. Human nature alone is a good sign of people that'll like you back and then people who don't like you back. And I'm not going to say that some people don't make it. I'm not going to say that some people don't get attracted to people in their lives. I'm not going to say that there aren't people on OnlyFans who, you know, aren't longing for a decent relationship and trying to get out of the game. You know, even though they put themselves in there. Even though there was another way of doing things, but they didn't want to do that other way of doing things. Because it all comes down to choices. And I can't necessarily throw stones at the ones that are on camera exploiting themselves outside of the ones that are in the comment sections happily exploiting themselves. And they always act like they're dudes that are doing it, but it might not be a dude. It might be a woman. It might be a lot of things. There are women that stalk other women. Did you not know that? I bring it up all the time on this show. Because, like, you never really know who's listening. Like, I'm not going to know who listens to this episode when I'm done and stuff. And I'm totally okay with it. Because, well, for one thing, I'm not over here doing the show in a thong and saying, look how I can stretch my leg up. You know what I mean? It's just like, for real, like, let me not hold you back on the mental scarring of all this. Remember we talked about how the people will pay hand over fist? There are some people that pay their rent money entirely, where they have no rent in hoping of getting this person to know them. I don't know what the hell kind of simp shit this is, really. But it needs to stop. Stop it right now. If they did not notice you then, they don't notice you now. Stop giving these bitches money. Save your money. Oh, by the way, I'm including the women in that whole bitches comment, too. Oh, wait, you didn't think I wasn't... you didn't think I was talking about the male OnlyFans people out there, did you? Hey, I'm talking about them, too. I am being equal opportunity about this shit. Stop giving these bitches money. I'm telling you that right now. That's the best way to kill off a parasite. Stop giving it what it wants. Save your money. Do better with yourself. Make you the investment. Go ahead and do better for you because at least you don't have to do something like that. You know what I mean? Some people are chained to that stuff. They over there trying to grow a quota all the time. Like, I'm the top 1% of OnlyFans creators. You know, and that just makes it even sadder than what it is because MLMs are a problem in the business world too. You know? You should work on yourself. You should go on ahead and meet people at like zoos, cons, you know, festivals, like, you can meet people anywhere, you know, like, that dream that you had for yourself, like, if it lets you meet people, go meet people, like, you know, for me, event videography, I meet a lot of people, you gotta go meet people, and you gotta talk to them, and don't be ashamed to talk to them, even for a little bit, because, you know, that little bit counts. Have the confidence in yourself. Don't be like other people who put their heart and soul in like a IM box or put their heart and soul out here on social media or all this other stuff. Even though you can meet people off of social media, but you got to be careful with this stuff because it could be a lie like other things. Just like meeting people in real life can be a lie sometimes. But you got to do it. And you want to know why? Because nothing ventured, nothing gained. If you don't take the time to understand that rejections are a part of life, they are. Like, it's kind of like me writing my scripts. Not everybody will like my scripts, much in the same way not everybody will like the shows I do for J360 Productions. And I'm okay with that. Not everybody likes my acting ability. I'm okay with that. You know? But I am proving it better, and I figure out another way for the ones that do care. The same can be said to dating and finding a mate. Another thing is, like I said before, if you are all in that same friends group together, you gotta stop hanging out with those people too. You can always grow and live 1,000 lifetimes by allowing yourself to live 1,000 lifetimes. Some of you people are still out there holding on to friends that haven't called you in years. Holding on to friends that are so wrapped up in their bullshit that they'll never get anything solved. And even if you left, they'll never notice that you've been gone. You know? You moved on with your life. You did your own thing. And moving on is hard, right? Isn't it, though? It's kind of like with addiction. It's hard to admit that you are an addict. Addicts don't admit they're addicts. But if you notice that you are spending a lot more of your money and a lot more time on OnlyFans than actually making good connections and actually making real connections and actually working with trying to have different friends and different associates and, you know, in meeting that girlfriend, something is wrong. The social phobias are real, but they can be conquered if you're willing to conquer them. Which is leading me to my ultimate point. How many of you are failing with women right now? Aw, come on, I know I can't be the only one. I know I can't be the only one. Because the dating game is fucked up. I agree, it is. But let me tell you this, though. Those failures happen because people are overwhelmed by choices. They don't know exactly how to change the game. They don't know exactly how to take responsibility for the things that they do. But you can. You can be better than that. You can go ahead and say, like, you know, things are going to improve because I will allow them to improve. And you can always say, like, hey, the more I keep doing this, the better I'll be. It's like if your pitch fails, then you can always rework your pitch. It's like if you can't make a good deal here, you will work on making that good deal. Ain't nothing better than getting over your first hump for that, right? But that's something you got to handle and something you got to do. When you fail with women, you are actually doing a lot better than those that don't make moves. Like your homeboys that laughing at you and stuff. Really look at them and see who the hell they talked to last. I guarantee they ain't talked to anybody. I guarantee they just sat right there and ain't make no move. You know? Always read the room and always remember, even if you failed with the women and stuff like that, you did something. I mean, you did more than any of the fucking people that are behind you all the time. And the ones that are behind you all the time, they're going to be behind you forever. Because not behind you in a good way, they're going to be far behind you because they're not taking the time to get over their love shyness. You don't need OnlyFans. You know what I mean? Unless you're really deprived or you're in the army or something like that. And even then, you got beautiful women in the army. And especially the Navy. Yeah, as many jokes as there are about the Navy, there's a lot of fine women in the Navy, and I cannot forget about the fine beauties that are in the Marines. There is always a way for you to meet people. And you can go above and beyond this shit, and like I said also, don't be living like your life is an anime, and like, you know, you're gonna get friends that come around you and stuff like that, and I mean, it's possible, but your life's not an anime, okay? Your life's not an anime. Your life's not an after-school movie. Your life is not like any of that shit that's on Lifetime TV or any of these other things that float around here. I remember, like, the early 2000s were notorious for all those romantic comedies that were floating about because, one, it's not realistic, and two, you have to actually be a participant in the relationships you form. Now, I'm not saying that you have to look at everything play by play and all. And then there might be moments where things just don't hit off. And it's okay if they don't. But you see, running around blaming everybody else and, like, you know, incel thinking and all, that's not going to help you. Fem cell thinking is not going to help you, ladies. Spinster talk is not going to work. What it is that you need to clean the slate, cut your losses, and you got to try to meet more people. All right? And not only that, the high-value male shit was really, really stupid. You know, when Kevin Samuels was floating around, he was good about telling men to remarket themselves, but he was not good about the high-value men shit. And the same thing about Andrew Tate and his stuff, or any of them alpha male podcasts. They were stupid. All right? Sure, it's good to be good to yourself, and you know you need to make changes for yourself. But while we're on the subject here, when you look at, like, all that other shit that they were talking about, it's bogus. What you need to do is not thirst so much. Like, when you see, like, some of these women that are doing body positivity, they ain't doing it for you. I mean, they're attractive and stuff, and you can reach out to them. But if they have a problem with the fact that you're a man and you find them attractive, leave that bitch alone. She got issues going on. Time to walk away. Or they're not saying nothing in those DMs, walk away. You don't need to do this. You don't need to throw all that game out there. Do it for someone else. Next. Kind of like PJs. You ever watch PJs back in the day? Where that woman that worked for HUD always had to deal with... always when Thurgood was going to, like, HUD, he always had to deal with her. You never saw her face or anything. And she would happily diss the hell out of him. She was cool with his wife, but she would diss the hell out of him and say, "Next!" That's how you need to be to some of these women out here. I'm not trying to be rude, and my lady folks out here, come on now. Don't turn your back on J-Man for telling the truth, because guess what? Y'all do it to us. Y'all do it to us a lot nowadays. Just give me that same energy back. Which, by the way, since there is no jams this week, there's a bit of a double special going on with the J-Man show, and let me just be perfectly honest. We're going to talk about how energy works in the next episode. But I do want to go ahead and let a lot of people know about J360 Jams. Jams 89 will be coming next week. So if you want to go ahead and submit your tracks, you can. That email is j360jams@gmail.com. And then, of course, you know, two tracks and a link that you want to grow. It could be a Spotify link, it could be a SoundCloud, it could be Apple Podcasts, it could be Amazon, whichever link that you want to grow, we will make it grow. And that includes some of you YouTubers out there. So, but I usually prefer Bandcamp, but like I say, that's because, you know, I like buying merch. If you paid attention to me long enough, I like buying the music. So, that's how that goes. But all in all, though, you know, we just got to keep growing on this steady pace. But I had to talk to you all about human relationships, connections, and all. And you can connect with people online. Just don't use OnlyFans for it. Because if you think this is a show, she knows it's a show, or he knows it's a show, leave it be as a show. All right? And be mindful of the money that you spend. You'll probably have a lot more money cutting that stuff off. You know? It's just a way of getting out of the game, and it's just a way of just being honest with yourself. I mean, yeah, sex work is work, but you don't have to participate in that shit. You get what I mean? All right. So I got to go ahead and get on out of here, but you all just keep playing the game. Do better than what people try to lump you into. And another thing is, it's not a joke, because the people you connect with that vibe with you and stuff like that, they're out there for you, but you got to go find them. And the truth is, if you keep putting yourself out there and not dimming your light at all, they'll find you. But be good about this stuff, all right? This is J-Man signing off. Peace.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.